Hello, everybody. Welcome to another Radio Munson on GLT. Broadcasting tonight from just outside of Tucson, Arizona, just a little ways up Dove Mountain. Welcome aboard. Munson's great Tonight Show band kicks things off on another Radio Munson tonight with a great old standard song called Just Friends. That's just us, right? Just Friends. It was recorded in 1991. Ed Shaughnessy was the longtime drummer of the Tonight Show band, and it sounded better than ever when they recorded the album Once More With Feeling. It was the last album they recorded as the Tonight Show band. Johnny left the Tonight Show the next year in 1992. Is that right? 24 years ago, Carson's been gone? Holy, from The Tonight Show. The late Johnny Carson. What an icon. And it kicks off another edition of Radio Munson from just outside Tucson, Arizona this evening. Just a little ways up Dove Mountain in our lavish Radio Munson West studios. We're here till 9 o'clock Central Time this evening. I don't know what your plans were for this evening, but you've landed in the middle of GLT, and I'm glad you did.
It's the wrong time and the wrong place. Though your face is charming, it's the wrong face. It's not his-
song in the wrong style. Though your smile is lovely, it's the wrong smile. It's not her smile, but such a lovely smile that it's all right with me.
You can't know how happy I am that we've met. I'm strangely attracted to you. There's someone I'm trying so hard to forget. Don't you want to forget someone too?
It's the wrong game with the wrong chips.
Though your lips are tempting, they're the wrong lips. They're not his lips, but they're such tempting lips.
That if some night you're free, well, it's all right.
It's all right.
It's all right.
Doing a little scatting and a little harmonizing with Veronica Martell on Veronica's debut album a few years ago. And It's All Right With Me. Cole Porter wrote that song. I was trying to think about another Veronica. I've always liked the name Veronica. Veronica Martell with two L's. I can't, I don't know what this says about me, but I can't think of any other Veronica right now. I'm sure there are others that I know. Besides the well-known Veronica, who was the object of the attention, the rival attention, of a guy by the name of Reggie Mantle and Archie Andrews in the Archie comics and the Archie TV show. They both tried to win over Veronica, much to the chagrin of Betty, while they all sent Jughead out for hamburgers. Well, I don't know who's going out for hamburgers tonight here on Radio Munson, but I know it's a nice evening out, whether you're listening in Tucson, Arizona, Central Illinois, and most places across the United States.
Every time you're near a roast, aren't you glad you've got a nose? And if the dawn is fresh with dew, aren't you glad you're you?
when a meadow lark appears, aren't you kind of glad you've got two ears? And if your heart is singing too, aren't you glad you're you? You can see a summer sky, or touch a friendly hand, or taste an apple pie. Pardon the grammar, but ain't life grand? And when you wake up each morn, aren't you glad that you were born? Think what you got the whole day through. Aren't you glad you're you? Fresh with dew, aren't you glad you're you? And if your heart is singing too, aren't you glad that you're you? Up each morn, aren't you glad that you were born? Think what you got the whole day through. Aren't you glad you're you?
The Four Freshmen and Billy May's arrangement of a song that Jimmy Van Heusen wrote, and Johnny Burke, as he always did, just supplied wonderful lyrics. Aren't you glad you're you? Bet you are. I'm glad I'm me tonight, be sharing this music with you on Radio Munson. This is the 14th of April. That would make it the birth date of Shorty Rogers, the great trumpeter, flugelhorn player, and cool West Coast jazz guy, who was a great arranger of some of the early West Coast jazz. Shorty Rogers was in the trumpet section of Woody Herman's Second Herd, his great band formed in 1948. And was doing much of the arranging for the group. I'm not sure where the Shorty moniker came from. He needed one because his real name was Milton. And the band did have a lot of nicknames. But it may not have had to do with his stature, but more with the way he arranged, the thing that made his arrangements distinct. And that was the shortness of the solo breaks within his arrangements. Everything was just tight. Here's one of the arrangements that he did for a song called Lemon Drop that had been written by the bass player Chubby Jackson and longtime composer George Wallington. It features solos by baritone guy Serge Chaloff, Shorty's trumpet, and Terry Gibbs playing on his vibes, and of course Woody Herman's clarinet, and a little vocalizing of one sort or another. I'm not sure if you'd call it scat singing or what, by Chubby Jackson, Shorty Rogers, and eventually Terry Gibbs.
Thank you.
Some great West Coast bebop from 1948. Yeah, Woody Herman's Second Herd. And Lemon Drop, Shorty Rogers' arrangement. Shorty was born on this date in 1924, passed away a few years ago. I'm Don Munson. The program's Radio Munson. I'm feeling a little springy tonight. I love this lyric that Johnny Mercer did for a song that Jerome Kern had composed, done here by Cassandra Wilson, with Mulgrew Miller playing piano, Lonnie Plaxico on bass, and that's Terry Lynn Carrington playing drums.
I'm old-fashioned. I love the moonlight. I love those old-fashioned things. The sound of rain upon a window pane. The sorry song that April sings. Disused fancies are passing fancies, but science are holding hands. Ease my heart understands. I'm old-fashioned, but I don't mind it. That's how I want to be, as long as you agree to stay old-fashioned with me. I'm old-fashioned. I love the moonlight, love those old-fashioned things. The sound of rain upon a window pane, starry song that April sings. This year's fancies are passing fancies, but science is holding hands. Eat my heart understands. I'm old-fashioned, but I don't mind it. It's how I want you to be, as long as you agree to stay old-fashioned with me.
Yeah.
That's Buddy Bregman's great West Coast band, circa 1959, and a song that may as well have been, in fact was, Buddy Bregman's band's theme song. It's called My Buddy, yeah, featuring Mel Lewis, the great drummer. I mean, he was the go-to guy on the West Coast for several decades, actually. Mel Lewis on Radio Munson here this evening, broadcasting tonight from just outside of Tucson, Arizona. Well, it's actually late this afternoon rather than tonight here because of the two-hour time difference. So we're heading toward 5:30 here and heading toward sunset in central Illinois. I hope it's a good one. I know there may be a few clouds around this evening, but otherwise pretty good weather. And in fact, there have been a string of days of pretty good weather, and sounds like they may continue for a little bit longer, which is good news. Kind of spring nights. Don't you just love a spring night? Remind you of a spring night maybe long ago?
When true lovers meet in Mayfair, so the legends tell, songbirds sing, winter turns to spring. Every winding street in Mayfair falls beneath the spell. I know such enchantment can be, 'cause it happened one evening to me. That certain night, the night we met, there was magic abroad in the air. There were angels dining at the Ritz, and the nightingale sang in Berkeley Square. I may be right, I may be wrong, but I'm perfectly willing to swear that when you turned and smiled at me, a nightingale sang in Berkeley Square. The moon that lingered over London town, poor puzzled moon, he wore a frown. How could he know we two were so in love? Dawn world seem upside down. The streets of town were paved with stars. It was such a romantic affair. And as we kissed and said good night, a nightingale sang in Berkeley Square. Step was just as light as the tap dancing feet of a stair, and like an echo far away, a nightingale sang in Berkeley Square. I know, 'cause I was there that night in Berkeley Square. Was there.
Tony Bennett and his longtime piano player, Ralph Sharon, who was a native of London, Berkeley Square. It is an enchanting place. It really is. We're going to go back to London here a little bit later on in Radio Munson tonight for a song that Billy Strayhorn wrote for Duke Ellington. And Billy was inspired during a trip to London, not by the actual thing, but by a painting he saw of one of the famous bridges across the Thames River. And Billy wrote this song, and he named it for the painting, but the painting actually was a different bridge than the one for which he named it. Oh, more on that coming up here in a few minutes.
Did you say I've got a lot to learn? Well, don't think I'm trying not to learn. Since this is the perfect spot to learn. Ooh, teach me tonight. let's start with the ABC of it. Roll right down to the XYZ of it. Help me solve the mystery of it. Teach me tonight. The sky's a blackboard high above you. If a shooting star goes by, I'll use that star to write I love you. A thousand times across the sky, one thing isn't very clear, my love. Should the teacher stand so near, my love? Graduation's almost here, my love. Come on and teach me tonight. I'll use that star to write I love you. A thousand times across the sky, one thing isn't very clear, my love. Should the teacher stand so near, my love? Graduation's almost here, my love. Teach me, teach me tonight.
Dinah Washington here on Radio Munson, here on the 14th of April. My wife Carol and my daughter Molly, who was visiting us, and I had dinner al fresco the other night at Reforma, a great restaurant in St. Philip's Plaza in Tucson, Arizona. And I posted a picture of the two girls, of Carol and of Molly, on Facebook. I have a couple of Facebook pages, and I posted this picture on the Don Munson Facebook page. And I got a comment from a friend of mine, Steve, who said, "You're a lucky guy, Munson." And like a lot of things, I was glad to hear that. And it was no news to me. I know I'm a lucky guy. But it also reminded me of a song called "You're a Lucky Guy." It's a great song. Here it is. It's an instrumental this time, done by cornetist Warren Bechet with pianist Bill Charlap in his trio. "You're a Lucky Guy."
Thank you.
Isn't a great cornetist? That's Warren Bechet with Bill Charlap, the pianist, with his great trio. And You're a Lucky Guy. Does that apply to you? Certainly applies to me. I think about that often. Radio Munson here on GLT on Thursday evenings. Going down to a little Spanish town. Well, it's not one just over the border here in southern Arizona, but there's a song called In a Little Spanish Town. And trombonist Will Bradley and his band going to do that coming up in just a few minutes. Something by Artie Shaw, I think, before we run out of time this evening. Here's a song that Jimmy Lunsford's band did in the late 1930s, featuring the vocal of Trummy Young, the trombonist. Radio Munson's In a Little Spanish Town with Will Bradley's orchestra. Thank you. In a Little Spanish Town. That's what it's called. That's a Will Bradley band featuring Will Bradley's trombone there, and Ray McKinley was his drummer. On Radio Munson, I'm Don. I'm glad you're along this evening. You know, we have a couple of Facebook pages, one dedicated specifically to Radio Munson, and we've thought of a novel name for that Facebook page. It's called Radio Munson. When you go to Facebook.com, and I have my Don Munson Facebook page as well. That's one way to reach me. Another is just send me an email. You know I love to hear from you. Don@WGLT.org. Don@WGLT.org. Here's Jeff Lindberg, Chicago Jazz Orchestra, one of the great jazz bands still playing in Chicago, with the French-born singer Cyril Aimé.
Into tender eyes. You've got a certain little cute way of flirting with them, their eyes. They make me so happy, they make me blue. No, darling, I'm falling, falling in a big wave of sweet little you. My heart is something, you sure started something with them, their eyes. You'd better watch them if you're wise. Sparkle, they bubble, they gonna get you in a whole lot of trouble. You're overworking them, there's danger lurking in them, their eyes. Thank you.
Jeff Lindbergh's Chicago Jazz Orchestra. Good aggregation. And I'm Don Munson on Radio Munson. I was thinking baseball because of Ken Burns' two-evening documentary about Jackie Robinson that aired on PBS. I guess it was a couple of, well, Monday and Tuesday. Yeah, Monday and Tuesday this week. 2 hours each night. I hope you saw it. If you didn't, you missed a good one. I was thinking about Jackie Robinson even before that came on because I saw a little note, I think it was in the Pantograph, the Bloomington Pantograph, a few nights ago, a few days ago, a few mornings ago, actually, about Charlie Dressen. Charlie Dressen was a guy who grew up in Decatur, Illinois, not too far south of Bloomington Normal, and became a Major League Baseball player just after the turn of the century. And then went into managing, and he had a 50-plus year career as a baseball manager, most of them in the big leagues. He'd actually started as a manager of a town team in Maroa, Illinois, for $5 a week. They said $5 a week is what he got paid. By the time that Jackie Robinson had become an established star, his manager for the Brooklyn Dodgers was Charlie Dressen. Dressen had Robinson in three of his prime years, 1951, 52, and 53. Robinson was a National League All-Star each of those 3 years. And the Ken Burns documentary reminded again how much of a sociological impact Jackie Robinson's ascendance to the major leagues in baseball had during that era, a precursor of the civil rights era of the 1960s, and a part of all of the progress that's been made in the human condition here in our country. In 1949, a band leader named Buddy Johnson wrote and then recorded a song having to do with Jackie Robinson. And on the surface, it meant Jackie Robinson sure knew how to hit that ball. But beyond that, there was a lot deeper meaning in that song.
That ball. Satchel Paige's mellow, so is Campanella, Newcomb and Dobie too. But it's a natural fact when Jackie comes to bat, the other team is through. Boy,
hit Jackie Robinson, hit that ball. Did he hit it? Boy, and that ain't all. He stole home.
Yes, yes, Jackie's real gone.
Thank you.
Satchel Paige is mellow, so is Campanella. Newcomb and Dovey too. But it's a natural fact, when Jackie comes to bat, the other team is through. Boy,
did you see Jackie Robinson hit that ball? Did he hit it? Boy, that ain't all, he's so old.
Yes, yes, Jackie's real gone. Jackie is a real gone guy.
Buddy Johnson, 1949, on Radio Munson. Vince Giordano's Nighthawks and a song from the Roaring Twenties called Shake That Thing. Shaking is optional here on this particular radio program, which is Radio Munson, and we're here on Thursday nights and Thursday nights only. I think we should play April in Paris by the Basie Band before we close up shop this evening. We'll do that here in the next hour. Before the first hour ends, let's do something by Della Reese. Here's something she recorded with Neil Hefti's arrangement and his band.
Blue skies smiling at me. Nothing but the blue skies do I see. Yeah, blue birds singing a song. Pretty little blue birds singing and swinging all day long. Believe me, I never saw the sun shining so bright. Never had things going so right. Noticing the days hurrying by. When you're in love, oh my, how they fly. Blue days, all of them are gone. Nothing but the blue skies from now on. of the sun shining so bright. Never had things going so right. Noticing the days hurrying by. When you're in love, oh my, how they fly. Blue days, gone, gone, gone. Nothing but the blue skies. From